Happy New Year and welcome back this weekend. Wherever you are, we are so glad you made it a point to be with us at Yahoo Sports Radio. And as promised, it is time for a full recap of the BCS National Championship, the game from Monday night, because it was an incredible finish in Pasadena as we witnessed Florida State stun Auburn in the final minute to close out the season undefeated, national champions in the final year of the BCS. It was an absolute thriller. So right now, we are delighted to welcome into our show from Fox Sports New Mexico. We're going to head out to the Four Corners area. Steve Bortstein, and I know he is a USC, he's a Pac-12 guy, but he's got to agree that the BCS title game, it went out with a bang, and I liked how the script played out. What about you?
Yeah, it seemed eerily familiar to a game played at the Rose Bowl several years earlier with the last-second comeback there. This time, instead of it being Vince Young, though, it was Jameis Winston got the job done. Dramatic ending. It seems the Rose Bowl's been good for dramatic endings for BCS championship games, but a tremendous win. You're right, Alyssa. It was a great win for Florida State. And it really showcased two amazing players that we're going to be hearing a lot about, not just Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jameis Winston, but clearly I think the most exciting running back we've seen in college football in a few years, and that, of course, Auburn running back Trey Mason.
Yes.
We're still not sure whether or not he's going to declare himself eligible for next April's NFL draft, but I'll tell you what, the future is very bright for that kid.
Fox Sports Radio, Steve Bortstein is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to follow us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So, Steve, was there any relief on your part that finally Florida State, they end the amazing seven-year run by the SEC with all those consecutive titles?
I don't want to say that I was cheering for Florida State because I still don't like the Florida State story. I don't like the way the Jameis Winston investigation played itself out. But I guess if I have to deal with, you know, one bad thing or another bad thing, I'd rather have that bad thing than another year of listening to SEC fan, you know, hug up on themselves all the time because of how dominant they've been. But give Auburn all the credit in the world. They did what they had to
sure.
do, you know, to keep that game close. They did a great job with that. They got in Jameis Winston's face early, he kind of had that deer in the headlights look there for most of the first half, but great adjustments made by Jimbo Fisher, great offensive resiliency in the fourth quarter, and I guess if anyone's going to end the SEC's reign, at least till the Pac-12 takes over next year, I'll allow the ACC to borrow that championship for a year or two.
Did you, Steve, have any doubt in your mind that Florida State would be able to come back when trailing, you know, by 18 late in that second half?
You know, it just seemed Auburn's defense had all the answers early on, and then they let it slip through their fingers, and you know, a couple of key mistakes here, a couple of plays there. But, yeah, late in that first half, Alyssa, I think you watched the same game I did. You know, I kept saying, when does Jameis Winston show up? When does the kid show up? And, you know, when you go into halftime and you're thinking, okay, a couple of breaks need to happen and Florida State can win this thing. But that's the most dramatic, you know, 5 minutes in college football we've seen since the last Auburn game, I guess they, you know, won. But, I mean, there's just been so much of that drama from Auburn. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, wrote Auburn off as being a team that just had these fluke victories. Not so much. I mean, the job that Gus Malzahn's done there has just been outstanding, and the future's bright there, I think.
I agree with you. I was going to talk about that here in just a minute, about Auburn's future, how bright it really does look just 1 year into the Gus Malzahn era. Steve Bortstein is with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. We are so glad you're along with us. And let's break down Jameis Winston a little bit more. I mean, what does that say, the fact that he struggled so mightily in the first half, really through those first three quarters, about how he just continued to grit it out, his ability to compete, and you know that gives him a huge boost in terms of his draft status eventually?
Well, yeah, when he decides to do that, which will probably be at the end of next year, obviously he's going to be one of the highest-rated quarterbacks, you know, next season. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how he handles the pressure going forward. He had a lot of pressure on him this season, especially late in the year as that investigation mounted, you know, off the field there, so you have that storyline. It'll be nice to see him if he can actually stay out of trouble, allegedly, you know, next year. We'll hopefully have that happen. It'll be nice to see him go through a season where there's not that assorted drama going on the sidelines. If he continues to improve, then he's very, very good. I don't know how his game transfers to the next level. I mean, we'll talk about, I know, a couple of quarterbacks here in a moment as far as their draft potential, but I don't know how his game is going to transfer to the next level. I think there's still a lot of raw talent there, but I want to see how he progresses intelligence-wise, you know, anticipation-wise, being able to look off receivers. He's got a lot of maturing there to do still.
Well, you know, I don't want to relive what you're talking about, all the adversity that he had gone through, but it was remarkable how Jameis, at what, 19, now 20 years of age, how he was able to compartmentalize that and totally narrow his focus in on the game at hand.
No question about it, and that's a compliment, I think, to Jimbo Fisher.
Absolutely.
So having the confidence in him and instilling that confidence in him, you know, it's a big props to him. I mean, he's done a tremendous job, as great a job as Gus Malzahn did on the other sideline there. You got to give a lot of credit to Jimbo Fisher, you know, instilling that confidence in Jameis Winston and that offensive line. When they needed to protect him, they gave him time to make plays happen as receivers got open for him. You know, there's some talent on both sides of the football there. They're both going to be major competitors for the whatever they're going to call the national championship next year.
We are recapping that national championship with Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports Radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Steve, tell all of our listeners where they can go and check out some of your work online.
Well, we do the morning show weekdays, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Fox Sports 1340.com via the iHeartRadio platform. I do a three-hour show called First Sports, and I also do a horse racing show on Saturdays and Sundays called The Fast Track. That's on from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, also on that same website, FoxSports1340.com, and we're also available on the iHeartRadio platform, et cetera. So it's good stuff. I enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of great guests on every day. We do a little bit of everything. So it's a lot of fun at FoxSports1340.com.
Steve, you just mentioned earlier Auburn's head coach, Gus Malzahn, how bright his future really is. And what is just remarkable, this was a season that there were not super high expectations, just a season to rebuild. And how was he truly able to do it, to return his team to such an elite level in his first season?
I think it's going to be the big question is how does he
maintain that?
How does he top that next year?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? You know, I think some of that's going to come from attrition. I think that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the SEC is a conference that's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving. Coaching changes up and down the entire, you know, the entire SEC. And a lot of it's done through recruiting. A lot of it's done, you know, through the rise and fall of other programs. I mean, I think we're seeing, you know, we're seeing the downside right now, maybe of the Florida Gators. You know, they're starting to slip a little bit. I mean, every action in the SEC and in every major conference is precipitated by someone else's inaction. You see the rise of Oregon and Stanford in the Pac-12 conference. Why? Because USC falls apart. So every action, you know, it balances out. It's a great little dominoes routine that goes on in these conferences. So right now it's Auburn's turn. You know, they've bounced back in a big way. I think you're going to see LSU back in the picture again. Everything recycles itself in these major conferences, I think.
Well, Auburn, it is certainly their time to shine. You know, this is going to help their recruiting so much. Gus Malzahn has really laid a foundation now. He is building this program. We've talked so much about Florida State's quarterback and Jameis Winston, but what was your assessment in terms of Auburn's quarterback and Nick Marshall?
Again, a guy with a lot to learn. He made some mistakes. He made some key mistakes there. He holds the ball a little bit too long. He needs to be a little quicker as far as release time is concerned. He needs to be a little quicker, you know, as far as decision making is concerned. At the end of the, it seemed that the role reversal there, like in the first half, he was a little bit more loose. He seemed to play a little bit more independent. And
yes,
then in the second half, as that lead started to disintegrate, I think he put too much pressure on himself there. And I know Trey Mason, after the game, felt bad that he scored the touchdown with a minute 49 to go. He blamed himself that he should have, you know, instead of scoring the touchdown, he should have just, you know, gone to a knee and let time expire. You don't think that way when you're 19 years old. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, when you're 19 years old and you see open field like that, you're not taking a knee with a minute and a half to go. You're scoring that touchdown there. I think Trey Mason, you know, is putting too much pressure on himself there. That was an opportunity there to make history, and, you know, he took that opportunity. I don't begrudge him in the slightest. I think Nick Marshall will improve. I think it's a question, again, with every college quarterback, Alyssa, it's the question of, you know, not so much how they're going to improve, you know, game to game in their college career. But we make, and you and I do it, and media pundits do it all the time, is how is it going to translate to the next level? And I think, you know, for Nick Marshall and for Jameis Winston, it's going to be more mental than physical.
Steve, we've only got about 30 seconds. Quickly weigh in on the coaching carousel. We'll talk about Charlie Strong with Jason Peter later in our show. But Bobby Petrino heading back to Louisville.
You know, it proves one thing. There are fourth, fifth, and sixth chances.
Amen, brother.
Hopefully that works out well for them. Mm-hmm. I think Bobby Petrino's an interesting move. I'm disappointed in Bill O'Brien leaving Penn State to go to the NFL, but it's an interesting carousel. It's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot more to come.
Well, after today, there always is a tomorrow and redemption, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Steve Bortstein, it's been a true pleasure. Happy New Year, and we will catch up with you again real soon, okay?
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. Join us online at eradiosports.com.